I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Tuesday's announcement by state health officials that the Medicaid transition to a managed care system has been put on hold is raising lots of questions. To better understand just what's happening, we sat down with Pisgah Legal Services COO Jackie Kiger.
Before we get into what has just happened, explain what that managed care component means.
Absolutely. So several years ago, the General Assembly passed a law moving our Medicaid system to a managed care system. Now, Medicaid is currently what's called a fee-for-service model. It means that the state pays providers directly, contracts for services, and makes those payments. Many other states have moved to this model of managed care where the state really works with health insurance companies, Medicaid beneficiaries enroll in those plans. Those companies then negotiate with providers, set rates, manage quite a bit of the risk, and operate the program. It's a very complex shift in how the system works. And as I mentioned, it has been underway for many years. This was something that Secretary of Health and Human Services Cohen actually inherited when she came into that role. So she's been designing and working on this implementation. Now, it's a system that we at Pisgah Legal Services had some concerns about because we want to make sure that anybody on Medicaid or who will be on Medicaid will have easy access to all of the care, treatment, and services that they need, and that providers will be able to operate within the system and won't face barriers to enrolling or, you know, to working through the process, but be able to take patients and work with them. Now, the news today that this is being delayed really, it's big news because it has been in this implementation phase for many years, and information has been sent out. People have been going to an enrollment broker to actually start the enrollment process. So it does mean that many people who are on Medicaid need now to be aware that it has been delayed and that this is an indefinite suspension of the rollout based on the information we have right now. People who are on Medicaid right now need to know is that nothing is going to change. Your benefits are in place. You can continue to go to the providers you've been going to, and you won't see any disruption in services. Medicaid is going to continue as it is right now. The changes that were expected to go into effect on February the 1st are not going, that is not happening. So your Medicaid card still works. Keep going to your provider. And if you have any questions, please reach out to Pisgah Legal Services. We'll be happy to answer any of those questions and provide you with more information. We've also been told through the press releases that notices will be going out to anybody who has taken steps to enroll in one of those Medicaid managed care plans. So you should be receiving something in the mail that will also reinforce what I'm saying and provide you with some even additional information to help provide that clarity for the fact that nothing is going to change right now.
Tell me about sort of what is going on now behind the scenes. So the person with the Medicaid card is holding onto their card. So what else is happening on the other side?
Well, on the other side, what we're hearing is that that call center will continue to operate through, I believe it's December the 13th, but they will not be enrolling anybody at this time. You know, that is all suspended and delayed. What they'll be doing is just continuing to answer questions, provide that reassurance, redirect people to, you know, understand that their card is still working and that no changes are going to into effect. And potentially, I suppose, giving out some additional information as we have it. Because again, this is breaking news. There are still more details to come. But the bottom line for people is that nothing will change and your Medicaid will remain in place. You'll be able to access all of the services that you have been accessing right now. And again, if you have questions, concerns, need help, that's what we're here for at Pisgah Legal Services.
Awesome. Any thoughts about what will come, our concerns, or your reaction? I know things are unfolding and it could be very different by the time this goes on the air, but at this point, your thoughts about what happened?
Well, Helen, my very first thought is that I'm very disappointed that our state has not expanded Medicaid. And while that is somewhat of a separate issue, it is completely related to this issue. The fact that Medicaid isn't available to all low-income people here in North Carolina is devastating. More than 500,000 people who are very low-income and need Medicaid services cannot, at this point in time, under our law, qualify for those services. So for me, that really stands out as one of the biggest issues, and I'm really hopeful that our state is going to move forward and get Medicaid expanded because, quite frankly, it has been far too long. I mean, we are seeing great research and great information coming out of other states that have expanded Medicaid. It is good for their people and the health of people in North Carolina. It would be good for our economy. It would address issues such as the opioid epidemic that people and families are experiencing right here in Western North Carolina. Rural hospitals have been impacted. There are so many important elements of why expanding Medicaid is such an important decision for our state to make. So I'd start with that. I think second, my reaction is that I really am very concerned about making sure that the people who are most impacted understand what this means. They have gotten a lot of messaging around this change, and that messaging is again changing for them. And that is so, that concerns me because I know that as people are trying to access care, I don't want them to delay getting care or coverage or feel like they're not sure where to go or how to use their Medicaid services.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't necessarily surprised by this decision. Weeks ago, first of all, Medicaid managed care was initially intended to be rolled out in two phases. We saw that get delayed in the summer. We heard several weeks ago from Secretary Cohen in a General Assembly hearing say that November 15th was really the deadline. There had to be a budget in order for her team and the department to move forward and roll this out. And when that budget, continues to not be passed, the announcement that transition to managed care has been suspended indefinitely, not surprising, but again, as I mentioned, still very concerning for the people who are most directly and most deeply impacted.
You think there's any chance that just won't happen? I mean, is a managed care piece of that maybe something that shouldn't happen at all?
That's a really great question. It's a really hard question to say. I mean, I will say that within the managed care system, there were a lot of positive aspects of focusing on the social determinants of health, of screening patients, of being more flexible with how Medicaid dollars can be used, and acknowledging that not all of healthcare services can actually address health needs. If you don't have housing, for example, I mean, housing and health go hand in hand. So I would say that I really was looking forward to some of the innovations and the continued conversations about how to really make health a very holistic approach that addressed multiple needs. However, I am an attorney, and as a public benefits and health law attorney for many years, I'm always concerned about systems that change and create or potentially create barriers to access to the care and the quality of care, and was very concerned about how we would make sure that all of the people that we work with here at Pisgah Legal Services wouldn't experience any delay or any challenge or barrier in making sure that they could access their Medicaid services. So with this delay or suspension, perhaps there's more time to think about that, and again, to really think about those who are impacted and making sure that their voices are heard and that their perspective is, really considered in how any future rollout is handled.